T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Former NFL quarterback joins us every week. We appreciate it, Sean Salisbury. Sean, how are you?
I'm good, guys. Good to be with you.
Yeah, it's good to have you with us, Sean. You know, Baker Mayfield was asked today, was, you know, the Charger game his best game of the year? He said statistically, yes, but, you know, it doesn't matter. We didn't get the win. How do you, you know, if somebody asks you the question, did he play well? I'm kind of torn, right? Like, I think he played a good game, but when it mattered the most on that final drive, he and they were not able to come through. So how do you judge his performance in this game?
I didn't like the last series play calling. I could tell you that.
The last series where they ended up with the
with 90 seconds?
Then they handed off on them, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that was the second to last drive.
Yes. Take that back. Second last series, he didn't give him the ball back. Okay, fair enough.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, is what I meant. Listen, man, and I watched the whole game, and Herbert's pretty good, too. The truth. That football team ain't bad, right? The Chargers, and they're well coached as well. Guys, I'm still trying to, and you know, I get emotional on this and not on this subject. I know that the worst statistic in football, most misguided statistic in football, is wins and losses put on a quarterback's shoulders. I'll ask you this: when Myles Garrett's career is over, as good as he is, how many people you think are going to say, "Yeah, man, 180 sacks,
none
disruptor,"
none.
And tell us what his record is. And so when we take, oh, but he's the quarterback, he makes the most money. Well, in some case he does, but the other guys get paid too on the team and around it. And listen, I'll never be a quarterback apologist. I'll always be a defender of other people's stupidity. But I'll also listen. I'm not. If my mother played quarterback when she was alive, she'll get it from me, too, if she's good or if she's not. None are above criticism, and none are below a compliment. I just try to figure it out, and I'm trying to hold in the, I cannot believe the, you guys know how I feel. It's not just Baker Mayfield. Some get too much credit, all that stuff we hear, the cliches, too much credit, too much blame. But I'm trying to figure out, can he make every throw? Why aren't we criticizing? Let me backtrack for a second.
Yeah.
Just to add some perspective, and I know they got a Super Bowl championship, but they've also had better teams and had one coach to do it and a staff that stays together and their players stay together, all that, which Cleveland's trying to work towards. Did Kansas City win last week?
They did not.
They did not.
Oh, they didn't. But how many picks has Pat thrown this year? I'm just using him as he's the best quarterback in the league. How many picks has he thrown? Double digits?
I don't know off the top of my head.
My point is, it's kind of a rhetorical question. Point is, have you heard one person blame their win-loss record on him?
No, not really. I mean, some people have said he's not playing as well as he has, but okay, I mean, they're not blaming him specifically. You're right, to your
right.
point.
Okay, and we'll say the defense is bad, but the defense is awful. But it's still, but when Baker last week, the game he had last week would beat 95%, would win 9 times out of 10, right? When you look at those statistics, and he lost.
Mm-hmm.
The other guy that was playing right now is playing better than anybody in the league at quarterback and Herbert. So I guess the point I'm trying to make is, again, this is not golf or tennis. Why is it? Now listen, the game against the Vikings, Baker sucked. He knew it. We knew it. And guess what? The defense played well enough to bail him out, but Baker still sucked, according to everybody. But when they win, Baker looked good. But there's going to be naysayers all the time. And I love his answer. Yeah, statistically, it was fine. But you get on a team plane, or if it's at home and you lose, or but you get on a plane and you're still miserable because you like to win. So I don't understand, and not with you guys, but every conversation surrounding the Cleveland Browns is on one thing. In my from my perspective, I'm not there locally doing hours on radio a day. Why is it that every time this team loses, I'm just asking, what more do they want? The narrative, if Baker Mayfield had the personality of, I don't know, give me a really a Pat Mahomes, because Pat's great, but a little, you know, a little more reserved, but he's a great player. Would we treat him different? Would people treat him different? Is the brashness the reason? Because he's an underdog. Baker Mayfield, when he got to Tech, was never supposed to be this guy. He wasn't supposed to be this guy at Oklahoma, the first pick. I don't know. I guess the frustration for me is, and we're all entitled to our opinion, and I'll break everything down when a guy loses and when he wins, but I watched the entire game. I like to think just a little. I know the position and why. I don't know a guy that makes every throw every week. You guys seen the perfect game played, regardless of what that quarterback rating says. I do believe Herbert missed a throw last week. Mm-hmm. I do, but I mean, it happened. So is all of a sudden Bryce Young the worst quarterback in college football that they can't win a national title because they lost to A&M?
No.
I guess for me, I don't know. Maybe it's because if Baker Mayfield was the 45th pick, would the people feel better about it? I don't know. It's just so unrealistic to me. And it's always, have you ever noticed, when's the last time a quarterback that played that position, Marino or Tom Brady or those guys, criticized Baker Mayfield? That just beat him down. Isn't it usually, I'm talking about not the proper criticism, but the beat down, where it's just no matter what he does, it's never good enough. Have you ever noticed it never really comes from somebody who understands just how tough it is to play? Ask why you guys asked Bernie Kosar this question? Brian Sipe? I mean, I can go down the list. Just guys, I'm talking about Cleveland guys.
Yeah.
It's not and like I said, I'm not an apologist. I have no problem tearing him to shreds if he's bad and a compliment if he's good, because I'm not in the feel good business. I'm not, and I don't have a skin in the game or whatever, a trophy on the wall saying I'm on Baker Mayfield's payroll. But I just don't understand, and looking at the numbers from last week, was he the reason? Herbert torched that defense like it was playing 7-on-7. So are we starting Baker Mayfield at strong safety next week? Just curious. At corner, edge rusher, you're playing him at middle linebacker, and that defense is pretty damn good. The week before they were against Cousins. So I know we spent a lot of time on this, but it doesn't matter. If I'm going to tell you something right now, you guys win the Super Bowl, and for people to say, he can't win a Super Bowl. Why? Because he's 4 years. How many Super Bowls has Lamar Jackson won?
Zero.
None. Zero.
But he's the most dynamic quarterback in the league, right? Carrying a team. And he's phenomenal, his game. Brings them from behind. He's got as many Super Bowl rings as Baker does. But he's a great player. Kyler, as many as Baker does. You want to keep going? Herbert's been in 2 years, but he didn't have one. So I can go on and on. We have selective criticism. Most of the reason people don't like Baker Mayfield is because he was drafted first and because he's a brash, confident guy. But Baker Mayfield was 0% the reason the Cleveland Browns lost the game last week. Zero.
Sean, after the game, some players were critical of the officiating, including Baker Mayfield was complaining about a couple of no calls on some PIs that he thought should have gone their way. Bull and I are kind of like frustrated with that. We feel like it's making excuses. When you know you never know what's going to happen in the game. I mean, hell, the Chargers scored four touchdowns in the fourth quarter, and this was a 9-minute mark where he's bitching about a penalty. How do you feel about players complaining about the officiating?
I don't like it, but we saw Bosa do it. And was it Bosa who did it and got
Bosa?
Fined?
Yeah, yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what? Listen, I get it. What it can't be, it becomes. I'm not saying for Cleveland any team, and I've been on teams with the head. I usually like to reserve that. Let the head coach get fined. And Denny Green used to say that I'll take care of the officials. Listen, we all have bitches and complaints. If they'd have won and complained about the refereeing, we'd all been said, yeah, you're right. When they lose and complain about it, it looks like a loser's lament, kind of sour grapes. Yes. But one thing I would caution not only them, but anybody, it doesn't matter. It's not changing. I know it's a hard job the referees have, and it's not good. Keep yourself out of positions, and referees do come into play, there's no doubt. But over the course of a game, it's very rare in a baseball game that an umpire who missed three strikes cost you. I heard that from the Astros fans. That then, listen, Astros are a great team, but when they got beat, what, 12-2 the other night? Well, man, you know, or Tom Hallion's awful. And he may not be very good, but don't give up 12 runs. And it's the same thing here. So, yes, that part bothers me. I've never been a big complainer, but we always do. But guess what? In basketball, every single game, every single week, somebody's got a bitch. I just always felt like it's better for the head coach and those guys to handle it. But the frustration and emotion runs wild with you. And so all of a sudden you're looking around saying, damn, that guy sucked, and why can't he make the call? I'm going to tell you how we can fix some of it. And I get the player's frustration when they do. I'm leaning with you guys a lot of times, like, come on, man. Rarely, sometimes they do, but rarely do you walk away from a game saying, the only reason we lost was an official who missed a call on a second down and 10 in the second quarter. It's rare, but it happens. I would like us to have the rule where you could review any play. Not give him 20 reviews.
Yes, sky judge. Sky judge review.
Anything. If all of a sudden you saw pass interference, why can't they say, well, judgment calls. Isn't every call a judgment call? Isn't offsides a judgment call? Isn't all of them? So what if it's 3rd and 4 and you're on a drive, or 4th and 4, and some guy lines up in the neutral zone and you're at the 12-yard line and you're down 6, and you snap the ball. The guy was clearly, on our cameras, a helmet past the line of scrimmage. You throw the ball out of the end zone, you lose the game, you don't get to have a touchdown because you're down 6 and you lose. And you had a challenge left. Imagine the difference in the game. I think given the same challenges, but you should be able to challenge pass interference, offsides, holding, illegal procedure, and then it's all judgment calls. And now we could limit them and say, well, you got to be smarter with your calls, and inside of 2 minutes you can do that, or give them one more. I just don't understand what's the difference in judgment call on pass interference, or when a guy jumps off sides or lines up a helmet past the line of scrimmage on 3rd and 4, why that's not a free first down and you get an extra play. So it's, you want to help it and help those guys, just like I'd take the square away from umpires on our TVs so we don't browbeat them no matter what they do, and either give me an electronic ump or give me a guy, but take that away because every call somebody's going to be pissed at. So I don't like the complaining about refs, but we've all done it.
You know, Sean, I wanted to go back to the Baker conversation because I think what you're talking about, you know, everything's so extreme. It drives me crazy. You know, every time I have a criticism of Baker, I'm accused of being a hater, or I'm bashing him, or I'm crushing him. That's not fair, right? It's like and this is not just Baker. It seems like all things. You either have to love it or you hate it, and nobody accepts anything in between when there's nuance. There's fair criticism. I think it's fair to say Baker played a good game. He's low. I know you said 0%. I would just say low down the list of why the Browns lost. But I think it's also fair to say, hey, on the absolute last drive with 90 seconds left in this game, and the last drive against Kansas City, and the last drive against Kansas City in the playoffs, he didn't come through in those spots. That doesn't mean I'm saying he's a scrub or they should cut him or anything like that. It means there is some criticism, or there's parts of his game that need improvement, which is not uncommon for a young player.
There is absolutely no question. I'm hyperbolic when I say 0%. Obviously,
yeah, I know.
The ball
I know.
In your hands.
I know.
My point is the zero. It should be far less the hatred on Facebook, on social media, on Twitter.
Yeah.
Of, well, the reason Baker can't win a championship, he lost to Herbert.
Right.
Well,
that's silly.
Slow down a little bit. Right. See, you're exactly right. I've never Bull, it doesn't just go in sports. It's in society. Go
it's
on
everything.
Twitter.
Yeah.
Go on Twitter right now. Twitter right now and say, you know what? I actually think that Denzel Washington's a little bit better actor than Jack Nicholson in their prime, or than Marlon Brando, which he is. But do you realize? I can't believe you hate Denzel.
You're a racist.
I can't believe you hate Jack Nicholson. I can't. And you'll say, well, wait, go on and say, man, I like creamy peanut butter better than crunchy. Didn't say you hated crunchy peanut butter.
Right.
And you know what'll happen? Somebody will turn peanut butter into it'll start. It's like when you're getting 20 people around and you tell somebody, I caught a 12-pound fish. By the time it gets back to you, it'll be a whale, okay?
Yeah.
Or it'll be a guppy. And so, yes, you're exactly right. Because I criticize Tom Brady or Baker Mayfield on a series or at the end, Doesn't mean I hate him. People that are married, or your girlfriend, or your school teacher, or your boss, or your coworker, people disagree. I don't know when it shifted. I know sports is an emotional thing. That when you disagree, there's hate involved, and that if I say right now, you know what, Jarvis Landry may be a little bit better player in my opinion than Odell Beckham. Do you know what the people would say?
Yeah, well, I can't. We said that yesterday.
Odell Beckham. No, yeah, I didn't say. Right. I said Odell Beckham's really gifted. Or if I say this guy's this or this. If I said right now, you know what, for my money, Myles Garrett's the best pass rusher in the league, and somebody in San Diego with Bosa or San Francisco with Bosa or Khalil Mack's people, or do you know what they'd all say? What? How can you not like him more? Well, because I think the other guy's better. Or a mistake in a game. Because you get mad at a guy for making a bad decision in a game, if Nick Chubb runs into the wrong hole, and I say, God, what a horrible piece of running on that play.
Yeah.
Yet I love Chubb, and I think he's one of the two or three best backs in the league.
Exactly.
You hate him. So, dude, it's maddening. It absolutely is maddening. Quite frankly, the ignorance that goes on and the fact that we can no longer have an opinion and communicate something that's just a simple opinion on a player, a drive, or a play without somebody saying, you know what, say Tom Brady's the GOAT. Guess what? Why do you hate Elway? What happened to Montana? I didn't say anything. They're really good. They're in Mount Rushmore, but Brady's better. It's crazy. And you know what? When we finally get to the point where you don't give a rat's ass what the next guy's opinion is, but you respect it, you'll have a lot more peace, brother. But trust me, every day I shake my head thinking, I hate social media, yet I love it too because I love the fans. So it's a a necessary evil, I guess.
Yes, it is. Sean, good stuff as always, man. We'll talk to you soon.
And
Thanks, buddy.
What? I can't believe you don't like me as much as you like the next guest that's coming on, dude. I can't believe you do that. So you guys hate me that bad. I appreciate you guys.
Thanks, Sean.
Sean. Thanks, buddy.
Appreciate you. All right, man. Sean Salisbury.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.